So what was the vote on that?
The vote was 7-0. We had one council member that recused himself because their law firm may be advising residents on any legal recourse.
I take it based on that wording that it was approved to rezone the site?
It was, and that came after a lot of comments and discussion and a presentation with a revised proposal by the developer.
And what changes are included?
The changes that have been requested and the commitments that have been made in terms of just verbalized were now represented in the revised proposal. One of the changes was the detention pond. And basically, just where you get all the runoff from the concrete surfaces, it has to go somewhere. So that was a point of contention because it was a wet retention pond versus a dry. The change now has been it's going to be a dry. It's going to be relocated. So it runs a narrow strip along Highway 34 versus where it originally was positioned. It was more of a circular pond that was near one of the residents' homes. And so that is one of the biggest adjustments. Everything else in terms of the distances was in contention last night. The residents shared with the council that the distances were much closer than what the developer had originally spoken to. And so we, through the next part of the process, all of that is going to be determined, and a plan for how specifically the buildings and all the infrastructure is going to be laid out will be reviewed.
Okay. Is that the next step in this process then?
It is, in terms of the plat reviews. There's a number of parcels of properties that had been requested to be rezoned. Majority of that property went from office to general business, and we had residential, single family, that went to multifamily, two family, to be specific, which would enable the condo duplexes to be built.
Okay. And there are still plans to build a hotel, correct?
Yes, there is. The hotel is one of three anchor projects for that site. Now, the next step for the developer as well is he had been in discussions with an estate, their attorney, and now they're going to sit down and negotiate, the potential purchase of 17-plus acres of the overall 26, 27 acres that comprises that entire area west of the Walmart Menards development.
Okay, a 7-0 vote, that's pretty convincing, don't you think?
It is convincing. At the same time, Rich, I was asked which way I thought the council was going to go on this. I was not certain, because there were a number of factors that really need to be cleared up. And I think the individual council members last night realized that we were taking into consideration the full request by the developer for the rezoning. At this stage, we weren't doing the specific review of all the facilities, the locations of them, and all of that. We had a general idea where they may be per the developer and per the diagrams that have been presented to date. But we realized as a group that our focus was really either to approve or not to approve the rezoning full application by the developer.
And then all that other stuff, the specifics for how that site will be used or how the city's going to allow that site to be used will come later.
Exactly, and it needs to be in full compliance with all the building codes, setback codes, landscaping, everything that needs to happen with any new construction within the city limits.
All right. And when does that all begin?
Well, it begins immediately. And in terms of timetable, I know that the developer's timetable is pretty assertive. I'm not sure if we can get it done before the end of the year. I would caution against, you know, trying to go too fast. I just want to make sure that we really cover all the bases and that there aren't any oversights in terms of, you know, laying out the plat. I just want to make sure that we are planning for the future here.
All right. Anything you want to add about that?
This particular item, Polly took up, I would say, maybe 50% of the council time last night. We actually had to extend past 10:30. And after that, the only option that we had was to, well, really two options. We chose to go into recess and then to pick up next Monday, that we would piggyback onto a scheduled work session in regards to the budget for the city. The other option was just to adjourn and just to add all these items to the next general council meeting. We didn't want to do that. That would overly extend, you know, that agenda and possibly cause us not to finish again